Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild. This is Psyche Jethro. I want to welcome each and every one of you today. This is one of those great, wonderful days on Psyche's Gone Wild. To get your excellent reading, call 773-897-6461. We've got quite a few guys already to go with the readings, and you know this is Tuesday. It's our wonderful and phenomenal Pamela Cummings. Pamela, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Jethro, and thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Great. I love the fact of always getting to see you. I'm always on nights and you in the daytime, and it's just we've had so much rapport with everybody calling back and forth that I laughed. Our music started out today with those of you listening to Dream Aria from Canada, and we're in Mercury retrograde, so it only let Dream sing a little bit of the band from Canada. We apologize, but it's called Welcome to Mercury.
Oh, that's funny.
We're going to start right out. We've got a caller here on the queue right now that would like to talk to Pamela, and it's 608.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, good. And what is your name, hon?
Hi, this is Jordana.
Okay, I think I've spoken to you before. And how
you have, you have.
Okay.
And I'm calling because I know you're really good, like, with finance and, like, career and all that, and I just have a really quick question about my career this week.
Okay. And the first thing I got was it's going forward, but do you have a specific question?
I do, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. My specific question is this. So I have a goal between I need to hit, I keep getting the number and seeing the numbers 1,225 and 1,425, like everywhere. And 1,425 is my goal for this week. By
okay.
Thursday, I'm just wondering which one I'm going to be reaching.
You know, all right. I just kept on getting that you're going to be reaching, you know, the thousands. I didn't get a specific number.
Okay, you didn't get the, but I will surpass, like, the 1,000 mark, so that's
yes.
good.
Yes, you will, which is,
okay.
you know, which is not bad, which is really
no,
good.
No, that's really good. That's,
and,
that's
and,
definitely better than a lot of people can do.
Right, and I'm getting that it will continue. But the one thing I am hearing is McDonald's song. It's a really old song, You Deserve a Break Today. So I'm getting that you do need some downtime. So make sure at least on the weekend you get some downtime.
Oh, this weekend, that's the plan, actually. Because really it's just until this Thursday and Friday that I'm going really hard. Next week I'm traveling. I have surgery at the end of next week. So, yes, it's going to be a busy few weeks. But I just wanted to make sure I was going to be hitting those goals. So,
you know, I'm just getting you moving forward. So just keep doing it, okay?
Oh, fabulous. Thank you so much, Pamela. I appreciate
okay.
it.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Well, thank you. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to remind everyone, I am on the radio station one evening a week, the Spiritual Learning Connection, which are on Tuesdays, and I will be on tonight with Gary Loper, and it will be about using spiritual practice in business. I know we have a lot of business owners, you know, sole proprietors who listen, so that would be a really good show. Gary is fabulous.
And that's on tonight on Spiritual Learning Connection?
Yes, 8 p.m.
Oh.
Eastern time. So I am on one night a week.
Excellent. You guys get that note down, and that's 714-333-3354 to get some more with Pamela. And, oh, that is going to be phenomenal. We're going into a little bit of a kooky here. I've got a couple of you guys' phones are going crazy, so if you are on the queue and it's taking a minute, don't stress. We'll get to you. 617, you're next to go to talk to Pamela. How are you, 617? Hello, 617. Okay, as we were saying, the phones are doing Mercury. Hang on, we'll try back with you again. And sometimes some of you I know want to listen in, and that's fine. 714, how are you?
Good.
Good. You're welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro, and you're on with Pamela Cummings.
Hi, Pamela.
Hi. Hi. And who is this, please?
This is Nathaniel.
Nathaniel. Okay. Your voice sounds familiar, but I'm not sure if I've ever spoken to you, but it doesn't matter. What is your question?
Do you see finances or a new home or a job coming up?
New home or job, you said?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm getting with you. Your finances go up and down, okay? And I don't know if you've done this, but I see writing, and I feel like either that means to do some writing about it or to write down some goals, okay? I feel like there is an opportunity where it's like a new job and a new home, okay? So that could mean a lot of different things. It could mean that you're going to find a job where you live at the place, or it could mean that you need to move in order to, you know, be able to do the job, okay?
Okay.
The thing is, I am getting that you need to really focus on what it is you really want, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, take the action steps to get it, because I hate to say you're kind of wishy-washy exactly where you want to go, and it needs to be pinpointed more. And I am seeing like a little pinpoint in a paper. So, again, I'm just writing. Write down what you want and just do some writing, if that makes sense.
Cool.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling in, Nathaniel. And we're going on with, before I forget, all of you who've turned into Psychics Gone Wild, it is one of those wild Tuesday days. Hang on. We've got Pamela Cummings giving readings. We did have a winner Saturday. It was Richard Martinez. And I've got your notes, Richard. Hang on. I know that everybody's going, what happened? Well, you won both the coffee and the signed Living in the Psychic Realm book by me, Psyche Jethro. And just keep playing along. You guys keep putting in the emails at psychesgonewild.com. You can reach all of us there. Pamela Cummings has a site. I have a site. You can even see Casey Kelly if you'd like to try some of that really healthy organic gold coffee. We're running a lot of specials on it this week. Pamela, I had a really good opportunity. Last time we worked together was Valentine's Day. And then you came in and worked with me and Dina. We had a lot of emails, and sometimes I want to run through a few of them just to let everybody know what's going on here a little bit. We've had we have a Ted who wrote here from Washington State. He wants to leave a message here for Pamela, and I'm going to just say it over the radio. You said that was okay on your email, that, Pamela, I have been listening to the show for the last couple months. You give me inspiration that you seem to enjoy your gift, and I think because of you that I'm going to continue on learning about my gift. I just want to thank you for showing me that this can be a positive experience.
That, you know what, that makes, I'm like choked up. That makes everything I do worthwhile. And I just want to say from personal experience, you really need to do what you love to do to be successful in life. And success isn't just money. It's, you know, success is doing what you love to do, being good at it. But the most successful part of all is affecting and helping others. You know?
I love that, Pamela. And now, am I correct? And I'm asking as a psychic, I have had people ask me, like, if they were to take a class with you, they could set it up and do, like, maybe Skype with you and do some psychic classes with you. Because I've heard some really good, not only of this from the clients and the other people who call in. Those of you guys know I'm the one who does the psychesgunwall.com site. But I've had a really good rapport, Pamela, is if they would be able to sit and work with you and tune their skills into even better readers if they wanted to set up a time and a weekly schedule with you.
Sure, I do coaching. I do coaching. And eventually I would like to do a class. Honestly, it's just finding the time. I have so many different projects going on right now, you know.
I find that very phenomenal, Pamela. Those of you guys know, we're going to make space. We're all going to do the energy, and we're going to see it, know it, and be it, that Pamela's going to get the timing here. We do know, all of you, that Tuesday's her day. She's on here in Psyche's Gone Wild in the daytime here at 2 p.m., always Eastern time, and then 8 p.m. at Spiritual Learning Connection at 714-333-3354. We've got another caller. We're going to see if the phones are playing. 617, don't go anywhere because your phone's just being ornery, and we're going to get that phone to quit hanging around. You know, funny poem. But Teddy, you're on next, Teddy. We've got Teddy's mom. You're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Teddy.
Oh, hi. Sorry, blanked out there. Hi, Pamela. Just a quick question. Can you Tell me about any changes coming up in the next month or two, or any good changes, positive.
Okay. Well, I'm hearing that there's always changes, you know, that my guides are funny. I mean, that's like a no-brainer. I'm actually feeling like career and finances, okay? All right? That feels like it's going to take a step up, okay? And I'm hearing that you need to work it to make it happen. I hope that makes sense. The other thing, I feel love relationship getting better. Are you in a relationship right now?
No, there's someone I've met and I kind of have feelings for. So I'm wondering if that may take off. I don't know.
Okay, they're really not answering that, and I'm also hearing Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe, okay? I'm the musical psychic, and that's the song they decided to play, which is kind of funny. But to me, that means you have choices, okay? You know, but I just feel like things are going to be fine. The only thing not to do, because I've seen this vision twice, is like you falling down, okay? So there's like these old tapes that feel like, oh, I'm doing really good, but now, you know, you're waiting for like the shoe to fall, okay? And they're saying don't wait for the shoe to fall, tie it on, okay? Do you understand what I mean? Yeah.
In other words, don't expect
bad things. Yeah.
So expect good things.
Expect good things, yeah.
Is that general or regarding love or work?
That's general. You know, okay. They're saying, but especially love.
But you said, what you said was that there's love coming up? Is that what you said?
Yeah. And I'm, again, choices. Again, eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Is you can have whatever you want kind of thing. Is
yeah, it? Exactly. It's your choice, you know.
That would be good.
Yeah.
You are very alive. I apologize. I laugh in here in the middle. I've got to ask you again your first name because we're getting a lot of psychic energy with you. Can I get your first name again?
Suzanne,
I thank you for calling in. You and Pamela are doing energy here in exchange, and I want to thank you for honoring us because I can feel the other energy. You are one of those individuals who does a lot of her own. Your energy there is showing you that it's exactly what Pamela's saying in the reading, but your energy is doing some kind of a Ganesh energy. I feel it like clearing area. It's just, cool. It's really, thank you. I prayed for you today because, you know, Pamela's in today. She's just very phenomenal. Kelly has another exercise. Those of you who are writing, where's Kelly? Kelly's still alive and well and running around in Idaho, probably partying. No, I'm kidding. Probably just out shopping. And she's got things
she's
to do.
She's not out when you shopping.
No, she's not. She caught me. No, she's not. But Suzanne, when you called in, you brought the energy together. I have had the day, and you and Pamela together, I want to thank you. And the angels are telling me to tell you a little bit that you used to have some very beautiful dreams when you were younger, and you went to a crystal place.
What's a crystal place?
It's what, well, and that's a good terminology. It's New Age, and what the terminology is where crystals are. It's like a place that where people go and work with their guides, their totems. They keep showing me like pixies with you.
Oh, you know what? I love the name pixie. I guess I always kind of, people always said I look like a pixie. I have always had a pixie look about me. It was a very pixie look, but I don't know. Pixies, I don't know. Well, who knows?
You're very magical.
As a child, I used to be able to pull myself out of my body, turn around and look at myself and everybody else from a different point of view. And it was for a short period of time. It was very strange. But I used to do it on a regular basis, and then one day I just realized I couldn't do it anymore. So there was something that was going on.
Pamela, have you ever done astral projection, what she's talking here?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I got You Can Do It Again, and honestly, I am not comfortable with it. I mean, we all astral project when we dream, you know, in our sleep.
Well, I did this in daytime. I used to do it in school. Yeah.
No, I understand what you mean. It's very rare that I do that. I just am not comfortable with it. But I'm getting that you could do it again.
Yeah, I don't even know how I did it, but I used to take it for granted as a child. But now I couldn't do it now. I don't even know how I did it.
My guides are saying meditate, you know. How about you, Jethro? Do you do that?
I do, and I agree with on the energy that when I was a child, I was just sleepwalking to a lot of it out, and I've learned through this with the meditating and the energies to do it. And I love when they said the crystal energy. And those of you calling, I get old school, new school, and please bear with me when you call Psyche's Gone Wild. We have a little bit of everything. That's why we're wild. Is the new age say that they go crystal doing that. In our old thing, it was astraline coming out, and I do feel a little bit awkward still. I have a sister who will tease. She's listening in Colorado right now, who kind of spooked my relationships. My girlfriend would go, "Who is that blonde woman?" You wake up, and here's my sister. My sister has checked on me since the day I was born. She always joked and said I was her doll, her living doll. She was like 11 years old when I was born, and we have a very close relationship, a Scorpio and a Pisces. And she was just like you are, Suzanne. She, as a child, we used to laugh as we would all of a sudden see her flying around the house. And I always called it flying with the angels. And my mom would say, you know, what's happening? And I'm like, well, Linda's flying again. You know, we would joke that I got so comfortable now that when I work with people, like you said, when it wears one away, for me, it's kind of a little bit tricky. You have to go back, like she said, meditation, what Pamela's saying, and bring that energy to it's like a gear doing that level. You know, I also am picking up with you, and I thank you for, I hope you don't mind. We've got a few other callers. We've got 917. We're not hogging the show. We're bringing in a topic here, and I welcome all of you guys. 617 still having their phone spin. We will be grounding that phone. It will not be leaving the table again. We have 610. We also have 970. So Mercury's playing with you guys. Hang on. Don't go screaming that Pamela's letting Jethro hog the show, because I will be grounded too, and I don't want to be. Keep hanging in, and we're going to get there. Talk to us a little bit, Suzanne, here, a little bit of the energy. You had said I love that you said you look like a pixie, because the angels are telling me that, and the guy says, you know, that you did go there. That's what took you out of body. They're very magical with you, and you still have some of that magic.
I there's something different about me. I can't just tune in. I know things, and I don't always know how I do. And I've had really weird things happen to me that I don't quite understand. That I've been in foreign countries and was about to tell a fib when I felt really uncomfortable about it because I don't fib. And I've had family members walk in on me as I'm about to fib in foreign countries, and nobody knew I was in this foreign country, and they don't even live in the foreign country, until where I walk in one door and they walk in another. And that it doesn't get much weirder than that. That exact same moment when you feel really bad about telling a lie, and somebody walks in on you in a foreign, like a really big foreign country. I've had strange, like I just know that I wasn't meant to be there, you know?
Very magical. And now, I don't know if any of you guys are keeping up on this, and those of you who have studied, I've studied the supernatural, metaphysical my whole life. I love magic as a Scorpio. And if you read pixies you have to be. And if you are dishonest, pixies will cause you problems. That's exactly where you're getting this energy. It's just, it relates. Those of you who study this subject, it also is really phenomenal to me that, as you were saying, not only did they take as a younger child doing this, but they've worked with you for years. You called in on one of our most phenomenal psychic, Pamela Cummings. Pamela Cummings, to me, here's music, and if you listen to her energy, it's like a beautiful note. Now that the heart chakra resonates to C, but Pamela does all these energies. Again, there goes the pixies. If you listen to the energy, little birdie told you, the old saying is very much comes from that time, and they psychically tell you things. I know of people who want to like work on what Pamela's got. They're like, I can't hear. And all of us are working to do that. 90% of a psychic can see or get a flash, but the real intensity is what Pamela does. Pamela, can you share a little bit about your birdies told you, or is this one of those subjects that you're going to tell me on Lulu again?
Well, you know, you just surprised me, because everybody, the majority of people can feel. Do you know what I mean, Claire? Clairsentience, we all have that, and I've always been very clairaudient, but it took me a long time to be clairvoyant. So, I guess, so you just kind of, when I heard that, I was like, really? That mine's the hardest? So I really think it just depends upon the individual.
Very much. And look at what Suzanne said about astrally moving through energy. I've had so many individuals get a hold of me, and that's what I'm telling you guys today. I know that one of the best things to do is to get one of us with the gift and talk with us on it. She said coaching. You're like, okay, I've got something I'm working on. Call in. You know, I love all the future readings. We will always be here to read for you. Never get that wrong. That is our mission. But also, as you're doing this, I have worked with a lot of individuals. I can safely say Dawn, Psychic Celeste, Medium Dan, Jeremy, other clients and individuals are students of mine. They called in, like she just said, that's easy for her. Well, as we're sitting here doing the energy and Suzanne's talking, I'm sensing some really beautiful colors and energies, and I can tell those of you who want to do astral projection, do work on some of the colors and the meditation. See the energies and do it. I had a student that told me, they go, you sent me to YouTube to do my class. I found a really cool site. I sent it to him. It came up, and it showed you the colors. Now, we all know the 7 chakras or the 9 chakras. What I find expensive, and I love when Pamela's on the phone, Pamela always does translucent colors. All of a sudden I get like the colors of a butterfly's wings. I don't know how to describe it. And so what it tells me is that for Pamela's gift, Pamela, if you were to like walk with us and you were out doing what we call a psychic mission or a shamanism, we all know that butterflies mean change, but what is your favorite color of a butterfly?
Oh boy, that's good. I'm going to have to say blues, blues.
See, now there we got communication again. You really like the communication, the spiritual, the colors together. And so if you were working with Pamela as a student, Pamela would be surrounding you with blue. So you call, you work with Pamela, say, okay, I want to set up Pamela's got really phenomenal rates. I think there's like $35, sometimes even cheaper. So we get on Pamela. Pamela's our one that wants to help everybody. We're like, Pamela, but we love her. But get with Pamela, get with her on the thing, get the mount, set up a time. Surround yourself with blue so when Pamela's doing the energy, you two, when two come together, enhance it. I'll tell you what, any of you guys who want to get on psychicsgonewild.com, we'll pay for it, psychicsgonewild.com. We'll pick a winner, and then you can surround yourself by blue if you'll come on the radio show and tell us what happened with Pamela. So that'll be next week's winner. We'll announce who wins that. So send in to psychicsgonewild.com. I want to be covered with Pamela and blue, or you can say I want to be covered with blue and talk to Pamela. Sounds better. But, I make her sound like peanut butter. They're like, oh, my gosh, you guys are wild. We are crazy. So you guys got to get a hold of us there. We'll tell you. We'll pick a winner, and then we'll have that person next week. We'll announce a winner and then get with Pamela. You'll schedule a time. We did get a lot of compliments on where we are bringing back more gifts and stuff. We want you guys to enjoy yourself. I know that you guys we work so hard. I will try another phone, and we are doing a little Mercury, so those of you who are hearing all this, bear with us. That's why we're gone wild. We do give the free readings, but we also give the time. We've got a 917. You're next on Psychics Gone Wild. Thank you, Suzanne. 917, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having your show.
Oh, thank you for calling in. And what is your name, please?
My name is Tina.
Hi, Tina. And what is your? How can I help you? What is your question?
I would like to ask about my finances and just my job. What do you see coming up within the next month or two?
Okay. I'm getting you really don't like your job, okay? that's what I'm getting. The finances are okay, all right? I can say because they've been out of business. I heard Salmi Brothers, okay? That's someplace I worked when I was, like, in my 20s. And, it was an okay job. The pay was okay. But really, it was like training. And that's where it feels like with this job, it's just training, okay? I am getting a song. It's a very old song. I think it's from the 60s. Go where you want to go. Do what you want to do. All right. I think the mama and papa sing it. I'm not really sure. But that means to me you need to really focus on where you want to go. I feel like there is some education involved. I'm not talking about college, some kind of education. I'm getting that within 3 to 6 months, things are going to be opening up for you, okay? As far as the job you have right now, I'm getting another song, Oh, Won't You Stay, just a little bit longer. And it's funny because I heard, but it just feels like this job is just temporary. Something better is coming, okay? But again, I am getting training, okay? There's funny, they're saying life is a lifetime training, okay? Which I understand means you never stop learning, but, so please, kind of pick out something that, floats your boat, so to speak, and go for it because that will increase your finances. I don't know if you heard Jethro and I earlier, but when you do what you love to do, you know, the money will come. Sometimes you have to make sacrifices. Believe me, there are times when financially, because business, when you're self-employed, goes up and down, up and down, you know, so it sometimes it feels like real famine, but the feast always comes. So you have to do what your heart wants to do, you know, and I'm seeing something that I saw on Pinterest, and I know I'm going to mess it up, but basically what it is you're going to live anyhow. You might as well live by doing what you enjoy doing, okay?
Okay.
All right, but I'm not saying to give up your daytime job right now. Don't be foolish. You need to stay there until the other door opens up. But they are saying that the door will close quickly.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling, and this is Psyche's Gone Wild, and we are having Mercury Will Not Let It Go. We have a couple of you guys really hanging in there. We're enjoying today. It is Psyche's Gone Wild, and it is Psyche Jethro with Pamela Cummins. We do love all of you. We've had a lot of different people writing us that they want to know what happened to all of our free stuff, and so we brought that back. You can be picking. We'll pick winners out of the room. We'll be picking winners from there. Do you know that we are doing an email? If any of you would like to be on it, get a hold of psycheatsgonewild.com, and it gives you the latest for the month. This month we have Living Longer by Janine Reagan Sinclair from London. She's doing an author. We also have some articles there. We will have Pamela Cummins, all of the ways to get a hold of the psychics on psychicsgonewild.com. If you'd like that email, do go on to psychicsgonewild.com and fill it out. Say, send it to me, Jethro, and then we'll send you an email. What we love about this on our monthly newspaper that we are writing is we've added a new reader named Raphael, so tune in there. And going into our next caller, we are here on the phones, and I wanted to, you know, I've had a lot of you ask about the different topics. We always spin the wheel and come into it. Pamela, you were saying that to you this has always been natural. Can you give a little bit of history of Pamela Cummins? I know a lot of you guys have known Pamela, but for the new readers and those of you that are getting it on, Pamela came into being a psychic from, and I'm going to have you fill it in, Pamela, because
okay,
I have a lot of people writing.
Okay, actually, honestly, as a child, I turned off my abilities because the environment I grew up in, and that one day I will write a book about that, it just wasn't safe, okay? So basically, they started coming back in 1989, and that was with feelings, hearing, and a lot of it was in the dream time. I still get vivid dreams, but I mean, it just came back flooding with dreams. And it's just gone from there. So to me, I want to say the hardest thing for me was to trust my abilities. Do you understand what I mean? Like the information that you're getting? Because the logical ego mind wants to say, oh, no. So the biggest thing to do is to trust. And what helped me was to write. I carried around a little journal today. You know, you could probably carry something where you just key it in, maybe your phone or whatever. And if you get a message, and you know, just write it down, and then the time, the date, also how you got it. Did you see it, hear it, feel it, just know it? And then this way, when it occurs, you can say, aha, you got the evidence. And if it doesn't occur, then you can say, okay, well, you know what? I didn't feel it. I didn't see it. You know, I just kind of wanted it. Do you know? So you can tell the difference from psychic abilities to ego. And it's practice, practice, practice.
I love that, Pamela. And those of you listening in, we've got a lot of you students. Remember to have a spiritual learning connection, and over here on Psyche's Gone Wild, this is where you guys get to go. Pamela has worked for some of the best and the noted ones. Type Pamela's name in the your bar up there and see what comes up for Pamela Cummins. You will see why, you know, not only is she very phenomenal, but also what she's telling you guys here is the road of hard knocks. As psychics, we sometimes have that path. I had a friend tell me, well, you're a psychic. You've got to be rich. I mean, just give me the lottery. And I laughed and said, whoa, slow down. Let's take a little walk. Just what Pamela just said. Pamela's laughing. Pamela knows exactly what I'm saying. When you have this gift, it can also be a curse in the fact that we are able to pick up many things from other people. We do get some of our stuff, but a lot of psychics, and what I've seen individually, is that we do have what we do well. I know of a lady who told me when I lived in California, I'll leave the name of the town out because they are snotty, but in the name of there, they were like, well, you psychics, I've listened to your shows, and I've listened to, and you have these, what is the name brand you wear? And she gave me all these things to find out materially who I was. And I go, What are you looking for? Obviously, she was looking for a name brand. And I would tell you guys, honestly, Pamela Cummings and Psychic Jethro is a name brand. We are original, and we're one of a kind. When you go with us, know you're getting the best. But I got to tell you, we're here to help you guys. And that's more important, because if you think about it, when we go the extra mile and we go in, we're there to be happy. That's why we're still in business. The old rule, and those of you, I'm going to get a lot of emails, I can see it. The old school was, I've been in business for 3 years, and I've never done it again. And there's a reason for that. Get a hold of me on an email, and I'll send you the information. This is old school. What happened was the psychics would hit real hard for 3 years, and then that psychic was like a shooting star because of the energy. And what Pamela just said there, we're here to help you guys. So remember that when you get a hold of a psychic. I had a lady write me yesterday. She could not get her email done. She snapped at me, and I politely let her have her email money back. I'm here to help you. I am busy, and you want a psychic who's busy. Like Pamela and me, we give you this guy's this time. If you get with us, and I'm saying $79, and I'm going to go out and look into the light and see where you're going to be. Scream, run, and hang up the phone on me. What I'm here to do for you is to help you. That's what Pamela's here to do. So I've got a lot of you guys. I love the fact that Psychics Gone Wild is teaching a whole new era. I had a lady tell me that she paid $300 to have someone go to a special place, light her a candle for the church to help her.
Oh,
and we still don't know what she helped her for. And I bet you that church was in Vegas, and I bet there was a slot machine beside it, is what I feel. Spank her. Do not do that. And turn it in if you guys are getting this. I mean, if someone's doing any of that kind of thing to you, there is better business in organizations. I take very much pride in what I do. Pamela's a very honest psychic. We are working. This is the month of March of Psychics Gone Wild. We are stamping out those who are giving us a bad name. So if someone does do something with you, contact me. One of the best things I love to do is I love to contact people and work with. Pamela's out there. I'm out there. If they're saying, what have we got? We want this to put the positive light. I had a lady, my last one last week, and we are going to go with this person. If she wrote me, wants to get an email reading, and basically had let me know that she really had never understood how come she's been paying this person $79 again to keep her health. I kid you not, this person has been doing that. Never, when someone's working with you and they're a psychic and they're reading for you, always work with what they're doing. Because those are what I say, the 3 years. You see me and Pamela, I've been doing this over 30 years. Pamela, what would you say, how many years have you been doing professionally?
Oh, boy, I've been self-employed since 93 and doing readings on the side. Full-time, it's probably been 6 or 7 years. I would like to add in, too, that when you get a reading and somebody says, I'm 100% accurate, you know, and I know all the answers, run. Or if you have, or if there's, you have a cloud over your head and for whatever amount of money, I'll remove it. Run. There should be a set fee in advance, okay? Nobody is 100% accurate. There'll be times when I don't get any information because you have to remember, we are channels. Whatever information comes, comes. If you want to know when I used to get, well, when's he going to call, right? And let's say I got the weekend, they would be, well, what day, what time? And it's like, this is not order on demand. It doesn't work that way. So, so those are some warning signs.
Very true, Pamela, and thank you. And you guys are taking notes. I know a lot of you from iTunes that keep track. It's the 773-897-6461. We do have another caller, 617. You've been here. We can't get the phone. We will try again. Please call in. We've got a lot of airtime. You guys, normally it's Mercury retrograde, and we know right now this Mercury is causing other interference because Venus is going backwards. And, yes, I don't mean the Venus de Milo is dancing down, Michael Jackson. What I mean is the planet is going a little backwards. The energy is causing love to be crazy. If you're having that hard time in life and energy and Mercury's frustrating, this is the time to get a reading. Do know that you're psychic, and I will tease you. All know that mine's a rising. I have a new cell phone because my old cell phone will be laid to rest. It will never again tease me, bother me, and not do what it's supposed to do. It has been very frustrating with this Mercury, but get with your psychic. I love what Pamela just said there. Pamela, many years of doing this, many individuals, you are one of probably the most phenomenal. I've got another 617 that came up again. We're trying to get you in. As soon as it clears, I will pick you up. One of you guys will get to talk to us regardless. We're going to go ahead and try it again and see what we've got. 617, you're on live. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we
you
can.
You rock. You are a brave woman. You're on three times. You've called our show. I'm now going to have it tested to see which is the real person in there. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I know. What's my line? Is that the name of the back in the day?
Yes, that, what's my line?
Yeah, what's my How are you today?
I'm doing well. And what is your name, please?
My name is Lisa.
Lisa, and how can I help you?
Well, I'm finding that I'm really starting to open up spiritually, and I'm having some very vivid dreams. Last night I had I don't know if I'm getting confused whether it's a dream or vision, but I had opened up what looked like a Bible.
Okay.
And there was a heading that I've never seen before. And what stuck out for me was that I somehow had to remember chapter 24.
Cool. And, you know, it's funny, I'm an interfaith minister. I would assume that there is a chapter 24 in the Bible.
But the heading was very different. Like the heading, it'd
okay.
be like Genesis or the book of Job.
But it was a different. And how did the heading feel to you?
I remember seeing it was Zin, but I couldn't make out.
Zin. Okay.
I don't know. It was Zendaya, chapter 24, and I'm like, okay, this is a different type of Bible.
Right. Okay. So, I love dream interpretations. That dreams fascinate me. But it could have a lot of different meanings. The first
okay.
one that I'm getting is that you need to look at spirituality in a different way, okay?
Yes.
That is really important. The mm-hmm. second thing is you might want to Google that and see what comes up. The third thing is you could actually go into meditation, okay,
mm-hmm.
and ask your angels, God, I'm getting mm-hmm. Jesus, okay?
Yes.
Jesus and Mother Mary. I'm seeing Mother Mary, okay? So
yes.
I assume those are who you're close to, okay?
Yes.
They're saying not Moses, so I guess it's not Moses. Okay. But, yeah, Moses is a cool dude. But anyhow, They are. And to ask them to clarify it either in a dream or to help maybe right then and there whenever the time is right, because, again, it just
mm-hmm.
feels like it's a new twist. The other thing mm-hmm. that I am picking up from your energy is that you're very spiritual, okay?
Yes.
And, I hope I don't offend you with this, but I'm getting you've lived before and you will live again. I don't know if you believe in past lives or not. In future
yeah,
lives. Okay. But that is what I'm getting. So
you mean I have to come back again?
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Yeah, but don't worry. When you go over to the other side, you'll feel refreshed and renewed, and you'll be ready to live again, okay? I mean, that's the joke on the other side, I'm sure, you know? Ha-ha, you know? I have one client who rants and raves, they don't know what it's like over here, you know? But it does feel like you're expanding, and it's really cool
yes.
because I use a couple tarot card decks, and I'll have dreams, right, where
mm.
I'll see these beautiful cards that I've never seen before,
yes.
you know. So
yes.
it is a different way of looking at things, you know. And I'm just
yes.
curious, you know, again, I'm an interfaith minister. I've studied all different types of religions. I don't know the Bible. I know certain stories, of course, like
mm-hmm.
everybody else. But I'm just kind of curious. What did you look up chapter 24 or even?
I haven't really have done that yet, which I'm going to do because
yeah.
I'm like, okay, this definitely means something, because when I'm starting to expand spiritually,
right,
it's intense. I mean,
oh, yeah.
It's very intense, and I know that I leave my body and I travel, and I'm teaching,
mm.
and I'm learning, and I mean, I there are times, which it hasn't happened lately, but there are times where sometimes spirits will come into my bedroom, and it's usually when I'm asleep, but I feel like my third eye is open,
mm.
and I can see what's happening around me. And I would see spirits come into the bedroom, and you know, I'm like, look, guys, you're gonna have to leave. You're gonna have to leave, because I'm not ready for that.
Okay, and one of the things that I did get in the beginning, and I heard it again, was frustration. Okay, and they're saying, don't give up on us, baby. It feels like what you're learning, you know, in the dream time, in your visions and stuff, is still being integrated, okay? The other thing I got was when you go to bed, ask Archangel Michael to protect your room, okay? I don't feel like these are bad spirits.
No, they're not bad.
Yeah, I feel like they're trying to communicate with you.
Yes.
But if you want a good night's sleep, you know, and you don't want to be interfered, you know, you want to sleep, you know, just say, hey, Archangel Michael, you know, can you and some of your other dudes, you know, come in and you know, just, I don't want to be disturbed. And I know it sounds silly, but I feel like I need to share this with you. You know, sometimes at night, especially like in the summertime, or like it's not summer yet, so I don't want to put on the air conditioning. I have this in my room, I have a sliding glass door, and I want to keep it open. And I live in a very safe... Yeah, I live in a safe neighborhood, but, you know, you never know. I face the street, but you never know. So what I actually do is I ask my guides, you know, to put some lions out there and tigers, and I actually visualize them out there. So if anybody comes in, you know, they're protecting me, you know, and I've never had any problems.
Well, that's the same with me. And it's like, you know, there was a time where, you know, I did office cleaning, and I'm in this huge building by myself at 1 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And people are like, aren't you afraid? I'm like, it never entered my mind. Fear never entered. I never thought, oh, my God, maybe there's somebody in the building. I mean, I could walk down a street at night, and people are like, you really should not walk down this street. I never entertain that type of fear. Never.
Well, I just don't. You reminded me of a story. Jethro, is it okay if I share this story? I don't know.
Yes, please.
Okay.
I
read it somewhere, okay? And, you know, I said it before on the show, but it bears repeating, where there was this woman who was going to walk down, like, this dark way. It was late at night, right? Mm-hmm. And pray to her angels, please protect me. I'm a little scared. And she walked by this guy, right, who was a little creepy looking, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But she got home safely. Well, the next day, she heard, like, about a little later, you know, maybe 15, 20 minutes later from when she had walked down this way, you know, that somebody was, like, raped there, okay?
Yeah.
And they found the guy, right? And she was, like, horrified. So she actually somehow, you know, she reported, she asked the guy, well, you know, or somebody asked the guy, well, why didn't you go after this woman? And he's like, well, she had two big guys walking on either side of her, you know?
Yes.
So the angels really do protect you.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like I've walked down streets where it's abandoned buildings and the worst part of town. I mean, I don't do it like, well, you know, I'm going to be cool. I need to get home.
Right.
I need to get home. So I needed to walk this way. But I never, ever entertained fear. It never entered my mind.
You're a brave woman, because I don't know if I would do that. You know?
I just knew I needed to get home. I needed to get home. I just felt that if I invited the fear in, I'm going to attract the very thing that I'm fearful of.
Yeah, well, it's just like when you're around a dog. If you're afraid, they sense it. You know, people sense it. And, you know, it's not like, and it's like animals work more on senses, and they're very intuitive, and that's a whole nother show. But, you know, we do it at a subconscious level. So it's not that we always think, well, this person is fearful. I mean, I'm more aware of it because of the work that we do. But I'm saying the average Joe, you know, doesn't really say, oh, I can feel her fear. You know, it's just more of a sense, you know.
Right.
So it's interesting.
And I mean, I've walked through a crowd of people. I mean, I have so many stories. You know, I found myself in a situation and living in a rooming house that was not good. I mean, that was not good. And, you know, people kept telling, you know, you need to be careful when you go out in the morning or when you come home, you need to be careful. I could walk through a crowd of people And it is as if they do not see me. And it's like the parting of the Red Sea.
Hmm.
It's the most, I'm like, no matter what, I'm protected while I live here.
That might be why I got the vision of Archangel Michael, like mm-hmm. like in your room, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I feel like I am so, so protected, but I need to keep remembering that.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Because, you know what I mean? It's like nothing, it's like I've made it here. I've walked through some of the worst streets and lived in some of the most horrific places where someone like me could have been raped.
Right. Well,
no doubt.
You know, it, like that and what Jethro was talking about, psychic abilities, too. Mm-hmm. When you get cocky about things, okay,
mm-hmm.
that's when, like, you could get raped or killed or you lose your abilities. Because
yes.
as soon as you have an ego cocky, I can do it, I'm so great.
That's right.
That's when God, the angels, step in and take away that.
Absolutely. It's not like I'm going to go out and drink strychnine.
Right.
And, you know, play with snakes. No, I'm not going to do that. But if I need to get from point A to point B, and I am clear about my intention, I don't interfere. I don't entertain that fear. And it's amazing to me because it was as if they did not see me. But they parted.
Mm.
No one touched me. No one said a word. I went into my apartment. Nobody knew where I lived. I mean, I was truly, truly protected until the day that it was time for me to leave. For whatever lesson I needed to learn, I learned it. But no one ever knocked on my door.
That's wild.
And it was a dangerous place. It was a dangerous place to live.
Yeah,
dangerous
place
to
live. I find that phenomenal. You know, and I want to, please, we'll all talk a little bit here on the energy we've got with the guides. Because you guys, I know of a lady in Galveston, Texas, who did, and those of who know, they've ever heard of the jungle, it's a very scary place in Galveston, Texas, and no one is safe there. And
mm-hmm.
everyone is a little bit leery. I came from the Rocky Mountains, did not know this, wandering along with my son, a 12-year-old son, and they're like, you don't go in here. People end up dead. And I had met a lady who burnt candles. She did the old seven-day you know, candles you see with the saints and the angels on them.
Oh, yes,
and she,
yes.
And I met her. She was a very nice woman. And everyone knows Psyche Jethro. I love to eat. She told me that she made menudo. And I said, really? I go, you know, I like menudo. So she made this pot of menudo. We ate the menudo. We went through this. She was telling me, you know, you got to be careful down here. While this was going on, two other people were killed. Some other things happened.
Wow.
Long story short,
wow.
I was at the, you know, it was the angels and the guides. And just exactly what you said, my son and me left with her. She walked us all the way out. And I laughed. This woman was probably like 5'2", very attractive African-American, you know, 40-year-old woman who the animals loved her. I teased her. I said, you're blessed. I'm very gifted psychically. But the animals were coming to her like, cats, I'm not kidding you. Anyone who knows has lived in Galveston, unfortunately, have some wharf rats. They have other animals there, birds.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was just coming out of the woodwork to this lady. And nothing was fighting. And I go, are you either magical or are you real? You know, I wonder about her. She goes, I'm very spiritual. And she goes, you know, I just had a feeling. She goes, I'm going to tell you now that you were in harm. And she goes, that's why I came to do this. And she goes, I'm just very gifted. And then she showed me her energy and just exactly what you said there. She told me, she goes, I never, you know, doubt it. But she goes, I always use this here. And she goes, I've never been harmed. And I, to this day, I have never, you know, we went back, my son and me, and what was really wild about the story is they go, that house was not there. They go, we got to tell you, that house was burnt down in 1992. And they said, she was a very phenomenal person and did candles there, and she has passed, and then the house was burnt down after her passing. To this day, it's like exactly what you said there. So I want you guys that are listening, I know you're going to go, what is Jethro doing today with Pamela? We're drinking a little bit of healthy drinks. We're talking about things that are really big. We have a friend here that's biblical on here and talking about spiritual. So any of you guys who want to do this, remember that he is there, the higher energy. And I know there's so many different steps. I've had a person write to me about spiritual connection. Your light energy is out there. If you're feeling and sensing, it's there. Also, like you said, you're not going to chance it. I thank you, and I want to ask a question here of you two ladies. We're talking about the Bible. Has any of you guys ever used the Bible to tell your future? They say that you can hold the Bible, ask it a question, and then open it and turn it to, I can't remember if it's looked to the left or the right, but it will answer it for you.
No.
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 But I'm gonna when I get off the phone with you, I'm gonna try it.
It's like, and it's so phenomenal. And I know I'm gonna get caught to this because my teacher is listening in, and he's in Lander, and I'm trying to send it psychically to him. Everyone knows he's been a little physically sick. Whoever's waiting on the second book, my third teacher, but psychically, he always uses the Bible, and I think it's and I'm getting the chills from him. You always look to the left. Third down, I think, but you look and you'll ask it the question and open it, and it always has the answer. And I will definitely, you'll hear about this tomorrow when we're on with me and Rohit. I wonder, Pamela, I just feel the really cool synergy as we're talking here today. Those of you who guys know, Pamela is a phenomenal psychic. She's here to help. We do love all of you. Stay on the lines with us. We know this is a Mercury retrograde. I hope we're not boring you. I did promise you guys we will do less commercials. I've been getting a lot of emails saying, Jethro, you're marketing all over. Well, if you look at what me and Pamela do, Pamela, you have, am I correct, you're on 3 radio shows now.
I am on 3 radio shows, Psychics Gone Wild, The Spiritual Learning Connection, and this Thursday will be my first time. The show is called The Love Channel Show. It's on Hazy Radio Station, and so I will be doing that for the first time this Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. People say, why don't you take evening shows? Because honestly, even the 8 o'clock show, I'm just white. My kiddies get me up kind of early. I'm busy working all day, and by that time, I'd rather be when I'm more on. Do you know what I mean?
I love it. I love that. And definitely,
you guys are great. You guys are really you're awesome. You really are. Your energy is fantastic, and you're just awesome.
Well, thank you.
You really are. You're really really good people, and I really appreciate you taking the time and the energy to answer my question and even give me, some guidance here, because I know that I'm opening up. I've always been open, but there was a time where when I start to open up, because my grandmother is basically, God rest her soul, she's passed, was, I don't know if it was shamanism or if it was hoodoo or voodoo, but my grandmother was very, and she was spiritual as well. I learned a lot, even though she didn't teach me, but at 5 years old, I followed my grandmother around the house, and I watched what she was doing. I watched her put salt at our doors when we were children, put herbs and roots under our pillows to protect us at night. I never knew what that meant. I never knew what that meant until now.
Right.
With salt and water, and I felt somehow that she was protecting me, and I understand why, because as I was growing up, I've had some really horrible visions and have seen things, even as an infant. I mean, what I experienced, and it's real. It's really, really real. I don't want to scare anybody.
No, you're doing the right thing. You're telling exactly the truth, and I love what you just said. And that, and it is real. And and what's really good about it is all of you listening in, if you read the books of ours and all of them, there is light and there is good. And what you were just saying, she was protecting you guys. And I do know this. I can tell you that the real cool, the spiritual, is I was born a very Baptist family, very strong in faith.
Yeah.
We worked with it. And I feel with you the energy. And I'll tell you, when you're sitting there and you're lasking with the faith, and they say put a little bit of that out will stop someone sending negativity, especially in a neighborhood where people do energy, give me that salt. And I know that the Lord of the faith will work with it because it's done it before. And I love what you're doing. I can feel your energy. You're very gifted. You need to come and maybe be one of our guests. That what I'd like to do is you would try the Bible thing for us. What I would really be open for you to do today is if you, I've got your phone number down. If you will send me a recent picture, and I will do a free email reading for you. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read your aura spirit. If you will tell me what you get. If you will be honest and tell everybody on the radio, good or bad, I have my days. Everyone's been teasing me, but what I'll have you do is that I'll have you come on the show and say I am, one of the winners of, and tell people what an email reading is. And this is why, because I've getting a lot of you guys are saying, why do you need my picture? I need your picture for your aura to see the energy. Believe me, guys, I want to laugh. You think I've got what I've got, like 50,000 pictures of people? I've got the people collection. Come on, guys, give me a little slack. I'm a silly guy, but I got to see your energy, and I would love to do the energy for you. I do welcome you. Ron, and I cut you off a little bit, and I apologize, Pamela, because Pamela knows I get too hyper. She tells me
right.
to breathe.
Breathe and get grounded.
Did you hear her? Did you feel what she was saying? Come on, Jethro.
Well, with such fantastic energy, it excites you. It just excites you because it's like somebody gets you.
Right, right.
It's like, and yeah, somebody understands me. They're not judging me. They're not thinking I'm crazy, but they get you. And it's like sitting at a coffee table of your best friends and just having a conversation. Where you're getting it, you're exchanging energy. And it's just, trust me, I know, because I can talk forever. Jethro, you are not the only one. I can outdo you.
I love you. Thank you.
I can outdo you. So that's why I'm seriously, because your energy, both of you, your energy is fabulous, and I know I can get greedy, and I'm admitting it. I'm going to tell you, I can get greedy and take up your time, but I know that you have other callers, and I don't want to do that. But I just love talking with the both of you. Just love it. Absolutely love it. It just turns me on.
Well, great. Well, you know, Jethro has your number and stuff. You can take care of that and call back again.
I most certainly will. Blessings to the both of you. Blessings.
And blessings to you, too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And we're going here with the energy of everyone is going into the work. We want to make sure that you guys are keeping track, because what we've been having here is that we've been getting a lot of conflict with what's been calling in. We've got about 5 minutes left, and it's not, and sometimes I know with you guys, it's the radio itself. So just hang on. We've got 4 minutes actually of the show left. We're going to tell you where to catch all of us at and keep on going. You know, and then we just saw there with that winner, and I will send her that email. I'm looking forward to each and every one of you guys on PsycheStonewall.com and Spiritual Learning Connection. I thank you, Pamela. It's always a joy to be here with you. And I did tease that Pamela, Kelly's out shopping, and she's not. She'll be calling me going, what did you?
No, she has a valid excuse for not being here. I'm not going to say what it is because, you know, it's not yeah. horrible. Kelly's okay, but she has a valid excuse. So.
And you guys know that I do tease her mercifully. We've always teased each other. And so, yes, and it's like she does have a good excuse, because I can see already I've had two writing me on Skype of why, what's wrong with shopping. Nothing's wrong with shopping. I love to shop. I just like just teasing Kelly. So we have a real quick question here for Pamela, and I do want to get this one out, that this is from Livermore in the United Kingdom, from Roger. Roger wants to know, has Pamela ever experienced a past life, and he feels like you were a gypsy in a life before? He feels very positive, and he feels resonating with you, but he feels that you had a life where you were a gypsy. Does this resonate with you?
Oh, it does, and yes. Actually, I'm a hypnotherapist, and I have it's been a long time since I did a past life, but I actually did one with a client on Friday night. So, yes, I've experienced a lot of past lives. I'm sure I've had one as a gypsy, but I know that I have gypsy blood in me. My family is, I'm Jewish, and it's a Sephardic and Ashkenazi, if I'm saying that correctly, but, we were from the Romaine area, Poland, you know, all that area, and there are a lot of gypsies in there. So I know I have gypsy blood in me in this life, and I'm sure past lives too. So yes, he is right on.
Very good, and I love that, and I know that you that we want to welcome you from United Kingdom, all your friends and family, friends of, I can say it now, I'm going to be doing the show in April. I will be on Healing Fountain, and you bet, I'm going to be Psyche Stun Wild, Psyche Jethro, and they've told me that I have a following over there. I want to thank Janine, and Janine, you know, Reagan Sinclair rocks. She is here, one of our friends. She is very gifted with the healing, and just as those of us gifted in our areas. Pamela's just gifted. We just love Pamela.
Thank you.
Dina already. You're welcome, Pamela. Dina's like, when can she come back on Thursday nights? We will have another one of those shows. So you guys that are watching and keeping on the shows, you never know who's coming in. Rohit has joined us from India. He's a very phenomenal tarot reader. Very much, I know he's a little intense, but like he said, you guys have crazy Jethro. You can call him Dodo Bird, but just call him. And he said to call him. Rohit's wild, and Raphael from United Kingdom, also reader here. So just keep turning in. Pamela, you've got 90 seconds. I'm going to be on A1R Radio tonight at 11 p.m. Those of you who stay up late, call me for a free reading on A1R Radio or Roku Television. Pamela, tell them what you want for the last 60 minutes before they kick us out the door.
Okay. I am on the Spiritual Learning Connection tonight at 8 p.m. with Gary Looper, who is actually my coach. We will be talking about using spiritual principles in business relationships and, you know, obviously how this will grow your business, you know, using, as Jethro and I were talking, spiritual principles. You can get a hold of me at www.pamelacummins.com. I am all over the place. I will be doing Hazy Radio this Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. It will be my first time, so please be gentle with me. And I don't know, was that 60 seconds?
This year, and it was, and we're down. And thank you, guys. See you next week. Don't forget, 2 p.m., Pamela Cummins on Psyche's Gone Wild. Pamela Cummins, 8 p.m. tonight on Spiritual Learning Connections. Get ready to roll, because it's March, and we're going to take you there. Thank all of you guys. Tell Mercury to leave us alone a little bit. I'll see you. Have a good day.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.